Okay, we're going to be learning Sefer Tomer Devorah. Tomer Devorah was written by Rav Moshe Cordovero. Rav Moshe Cordovero was one of the great Mikubalim in Jewish history. He was born in Sfas in the year 1522 and was Nifter in the year 1570. Moshe Cordovero was really an amazing person. He was a great gadol, both in the Torah's Nigla as well as Torah's Nister. He was somebody who was a Talmud of Rav Yosef Cairo, the author of the Beis Yosef, as well as the Shulchan Aruch. And he's quoted in the Rav Yosef Cairo's Tshuvos, Afkas Rochel, really somebody who's an incredible posek, and master in Torah's Nigla, Shas, and Halacha, as well as in Torah's Nigla in Kabbalah. He was also the Talmud and brother-in-law of Rav Shlomo Alkobetz, the author of Lecha Dodi, someone who was really also one of the great Gedolim in Kabbalah. Yosef Moshe Cordovero, again the author, he was the transition, the bridge between Yosef Cairo, as well as then to the next great luminary in Sfas at the time, the Arizal. The Arizal was a Talmud Chaver. They lived at the same time, even though the Arizal only was Nifter 2 years or so after Rav Moshe Cordovero, but they were really, Rav Moshe Cordovero was considered the Gadol, and then the Arizal took over after him. The story goes is that at Rav Moshe Cordovero's Levaya in Sfas, when he was Nifter, that they were carrying the Aron through the cemetery, and they were trying to figure out which plot of land in order to bury the Rav Moshe Cordovero. So they were there, and they were walking, and the Arizal was one of the people who were carrying the Aron of Moshe Cordovero. And as they were walking, the Chevra Kedisha said, "Okay, Chevra, here's go. Let's stop here. There's a good place to put him down and to bury him." And the Arizal yelled out, "No, we can't stop here. The Onan, the cloud that is leading us, that stands, is walking in front of us, meaning the Gilui Shechina that's there, is continued to go. We have to follow that Gilui Shechina, to follow the Shechina, the Onan, that's guiding us there." And at that point, they realized, obviously, how unbelievably great the Arizal was, in addition to the Moshe Cordovero, right? In that, at the same time, there was, a cloud guiding the proceeding, of the Aron of Moshe Cordovero, but yet the Arizal was actually the person who saw the Anan, which is, shows you how great both of them are. So the Moshe Cordovero, the author of Tomer Devorah, also wrote two other amazing Kabbalah Sfarim, and we don't generally learn that unless someone is involved in learning Kabbalah. It's usually not as common practice. But this Sefer Tomer Devorah is something which is very, very commonly learned. And while it is an intro to Kabbalah Sefer, it's not really Kabbalah in the classic sense, but rather in a very real way of describing how a person can achieve their greatness, Bi'al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perfect our midos, and work on our overall Avodas Hashem. So one of the reasons why I thought this was a good opportunity to learn this Sefer was because it is, it's also in small chunks. We can learn a perek a day, less than a half an hour, but we'll see how long it takes. And then in addition to that, it is also something very special. It really develops and works on a person's midos and a person's overall avodas Hashem. Okay. And just b'derech hakdama, when we know that there's a mitzvah of a halachta b'drachav, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in three times in Parashas Ekev alone, the mitzvah of halachta b'drachav. There's a pasuk in Parashas Ekev, Perek Ches, pasuk Vav, that says, "V'shamarta es mitzvos Hashem Elokecha, haleches b'drachav v'yiroso." You should keep the mitzvos of Hashem, and you should walk in His ways and fear Him, v'yiroso. The second place is Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis. It says, "V'atal Yisrael ma Hashem Elokecha, shol mimcha." Now Yisrael, what does Hashem ask of you? "Ki'im l'yiras Hashem Elokecha." So again, to fear Hashem. "Aleches bechol derachav," to walk in His ways. "V'lahavo," so to love Him. "V'la'avod es Hashem Elokecha bechol vavcha uvchol nafshecha," and to serve Hashem with all of your heart and all of your soul. And then again, in the third time, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chav Beis, it says, "Ki im shamar tishmarun es kol mehamitzvah hazos," if you go and you keep all the mitzvos, "asher anochi mitzaveh eschem," that Hashem commanded you, "la'asosa," to do, "li'ava es Hashem alkecha, aleches b'chol derachav ledavka," and Hashem commanded you, and to attach yourself, ledavka. There's a concept called devekus. There's a very important spiritual concept called devekus that Hashem, you have to attach and cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban there in Parashat Ekev tells us that there's three levels of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a yiras Hashem, there's fearing Hashem, there's avas Hashem, there's loving Hashem, but then there's devekus laHashem, connecting oneself to Hashem. Three levels. The lowest is fearing, then loving, and then devekus. Those three levels. How are each of those levels achieved? Through the same common denominator of the halachta bidrachav, of walking in his ways. Meaning a person cannot achieve even the minimal amount of yiras Hashem, and then certainly not avas Hashem, and certainly not devekus, of closest attachment to Hashem, unless they go in his ways. And we're going to see what going in his ways means is serving Kadosh Baruch Hu and acting like him. And we're going to see what that means. Okay. All right, with that, we will start Perek Aleph. Okay, it's there on your screen. Perek Aleph. Says the Ramak, Rav Moshe Cordovero. We'll refer to him as the Ramak. Ha'odam roi shizdam elokono. It is worthy for a person, it is fitting for a person to be similar to his creator. And people, the postgame, unfortunately, point out that when it says Adam here, it doesn't say Yisrael, right? It doesn't say a Jew, but rather it's Adam, because this is not a specifically uniquely Jewish concept, but rather it's a universal concept. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind, that the purpose of mankind is for us to be similar to our creator. Right? La Havdil, when I was growing up, there was a famous commercial, right? I want to be like Mike, like Michael Jordan. Right? And that became a theme throughout the 80s. I want to be like Mike. La Havdil, Alfe Havdalos, certainly for a Jew, really for any person, the goal is always to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'oz yihiyah besod hatsura elyona. And then you will be like the tsura, like the form, the tsura elyona. And the tsura elyona, right, is that they an ideal form, the highest level of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tselem udmus. You'll be like Hashem in form and in image. What does that mean? What does it mean to look like God? Right, we all know that Hashem was created Adam, Betzelem Elokim, as we say in Bereshis. What does it mean to be created, Betzelem Elokim? What does it mean to be created in the image of God? Says the Ramak, She'il Yuduma Begufa Belova Pu'ulos, that if we are similar to God in our form, right, and not our actions, so then Hari Hu Machziv Hatsura, then we would disgrace the Tsura, the form, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Meaning, right, if we were just like Hashem in terms of how we looked, if we all looked like Hashem, so then that's silly. Like the Greeks, they worshiped the body because they believed they looked like gods. They were similar because their gods were men. And therefore they said, oh, we're going to worship our bodies. And therefore they created the Olympics and they created Avodah Zarah, all about literally worshiping their bodies. We believe, obviously we have a body, and our body is important to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not the be-all and end-all. That's the ultimate goal. It's not to serve and worship our bodies, right? To the extent is where we say Parshas Kisese in Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, that there's an isser of lo sullen, that you're not allowed to go and to hang a body as if a person gets punished, Mises Bezdin. Their body cannot hang overnight in Eretz Yisrael. Right, and Rashi says there because why it's a embarrassment. Zozulo shamelech. Why shehu adam shasli right betsuras to yukno v'yisrael heim banav. It's a disgrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we look like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're similar to him, but yet obviously not in full body. But it's a disgrace because we're like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can become like him, and therefore it's a disgrace to have the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like who will look like him. Hanging from a tree, right? Which again is just a disgrace to Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? But again, therefore, we can look like Hashem, but it doesn't make us actually like Hashem. The Yomra Alav continues the Ramak. The Yomra Alav, they'll say about this person who looks like Hashem but doesn't act like Hashem. Tzura Naya Umaisim Keurim, that he has a beautiful form, but his actions are disgusting. Shari Iker Hatzelam Adamose Elyon Hein Pu'ulosav, because the Iker of being like the in the image of God is in his actions, that in a person's actions. Umayolo Hayosa Kitsura Yona Udumus Tavnis Evarov. What's the purpose of looking like Hashem and having the form of a Kaddish Baruch Hu in his limbs? Ulopu'ulos lo yizdan alakono. But in his actions, he's not similar to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Right? The goal is to be like him. Right, to be godly, right? That's what we all want to grow. We all want to be holy. We want to be godly. We don't just want to be good. We want to be godly. Can you imagine such a thing? Right? Imagine you walked into parent-teacher conferences. Your parents walked in and the teacher said, your child is not only great, he's godly. Right? That's what we want to be. We say every single morning, Ze Keli V'Anvehu. We say that this is my Hashem and I will glorify him. As we know, the famous the Gemara tells us on Shabbos and Kufla Megillah Mabez, the machlokes between Abba Shaul and the Chachamim, what does the word ve'anvehu mean? The Chachamim say that it refers to having beautiful objects of mitzvos and serving Hashem with beautiful objects, having a lulav na'a, sukkah na'a, lavar na'a, right? Having beautiful sifrei Torah, mitzvos, lulav, sukkah, having objects that we serve Hashem with that are na'a, that are beautiful. However, Abba Shaul there says, not true. He says, in addition to that, he also says, you not only need to have beautiful objects of mitzvos, but you need to have beautiful midos. Mahu chanun v'rachum, just like Hashem is merciful and kind, afata harave chanun v'rachum, you also have to be merciful and kind. And Rashi there says, v'loshon v'anvehu is ani v'hu, I and him. Rashi says there that if I act like him, I will attach myself to his actions, and I will be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by doing midos, by having midos of chesed, of midos of rachmanos, of being the kind of person that acts like Hashem, I will be like Hashem. He says, therefore, continues back in the Talmud Dvora, l'fichach, Roy Shizdame El Pu'ulos HaKeser. And therefore it's fitting a person should have his actions like the crown. That we want to act like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehein Yud Gibo Midos Shel Rachamim El Yonos. And therefore we act and pattern our actions after Hashem's 13 Midos of Rachamim. That are El Yonos, that are so high and lofty, v'rumuzos besod ha'psukim, and they are hinted to in psukim, meaning Hashem takes all of, quote-unquote, his character traits of chesed, and they are encapsulated in psukim, in micha. We say these psukim every single year in Tashach, and that's what those sound familiar. These are psukim that are in Micha, which Micha is describing the incredible rachmanos, the incredible mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The psukim are, Mi Keal Kamocha, right? Who is like you, Hashem? No Se Avon, who holds sin, V'Avar Al Pesha, and he bypasses, again, sin, we'll discuss, come back to each of these things separately, V'She'iris Nachal Aso, for his family and his inheritors, lo hechzik la'ad apo, he doesn't hold anger forever, ki chafetz chesed hu, and he wants chesed, yashuv yarachamenu, and he wants us to return to tshuvat in order to do kindness, yichbosh avonasenu, and he suppresses our sins, v'tashach b'mtzuos yam kol chatosam, and he throws all of our sins into the ocean, titein emes l'yakov, Chesed l'Avram, right, and therefore he gives MS Yaakov and Chesed l'Avram, Asher nishpatel avasinu b'mikenu, as he swore to our forefathers in previous days. Im kein roish etim ta'enu bo yudgimo midos elu, v'al shav defarish o son ha'pu'os yudgimo sheroi ti chetiyena bo. Right, and therefore, and now he says, and therefore we're going to explain each of these things. So again, it's just important to keep in mind that when we think about each of these midos, these are the midos that describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite rachamim, infinite mercy, and it's something that we're going to do. So now we have little time where we'll start the first Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was really the introduction of the Ramak to each of these 13 Midos. Okay, let's do the first one. Ha'echad, mi kel kamocha. Who is like you, Hashem? What does that mean? Says the Ramak, Mora al hayos. I'll just jump down. Mora al hayos HaKadosh Baruch Hu melech nelav. Hashem is an infinitely merciful and patient king. Sovel Elyon, he tolerates tremendous disgrace and embarrassment. In what way? How is Hashem so patient? In what way does Hashem just take embarrassment? Mashalo yachiluhu rayon. He does not wipe us out automatically. Right? Imagine, he says, Hare ein davar nistar mishka chasob b'safek, says the Ramak. Nothing is hidden from Hashem. All of our actions are absolutely seen and revealed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ode, in rega shlo yeh adam nizonu miskayim, mikoach ha'elyon ha'shohelav. And yet every moment Hashem sustains us. He takes care of us. Every single moment of every single day. We exist because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills us to exist. V'ari timsa shemi olam lo chata adam negdo. But yet there is never a day when a person doesn't sin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlo yehu ba'osa ha'rega. But yet at that moment, as we're sinning, Hashem allows us to still exist. Right? Imagine such a thing. Right? Imagine that, right, as we're in the middle of doing an avera, and yet still, it works. Imagine a person where he's literally using the mouth and the tongue and the teeth that Hashem gives him to eat a cheeseburger. He uses the hand Hashem gives him to kill somebody or to punch somebody. But yet still, Hashem allows that person to exist and to live at that moment. It's incredible the patience and the mercy the person has, that Hashem has. Hashem doesn't withhold anything from him at that moment that he's sinning. And Hashem is patient. And he continues to sustain that person's limbs, even though v'hu motzi also koach ba'osa rega b'chid v'avon u'machas v'kadosh baruch hu sovel. Yet at that moment, even though he's literally rebelling against God with that which he gives him, with those limbs, yet Hashem says, it's okay, I'm mochel, it's okay, it's no problem. It's interesting, the language of the Ramak, and he says that a person sins, right, it's b'chit avon, umachis, those three things. Right? A chait generally refers to as an accidental sin, like a carbon chatas. Avon is on purpose. And umachis is like when a person sins against a kadosh baruch hu to make him angry. So is that true? Is that true every time we sin that we do each of these things? That's how we sin a kadosh baruch hu in chait, avon, and machis? So there's a very famous comment of Rav Shach. Rav Shach was one of the great gedolim. Was Nifter in the early 2000s. Rav Shach writes in his Sefer Avi Ezri, in his Perek Dalet of Hilchos Shuvah, Rav Shach wrote a perish on the Rambam. And so he writes there that the interesting language of the Rambam, that when Rambam says when a person does tshuva, he has to say, Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati. These three same ideas. I sinned by accident, on purpose, and Pasheya, like a willful, you know, against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, Ezra Shach, this question, is it really true that every time a person sins, he does all these three things? So explains Ezra Shach, yes. Meaning, even in a situation where, I don't know, I walk into my room on Shabbos and accidentally turn on the light switch, there is some aspect, some shemetz of going against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whether I didn't realize it was Shabbos, I forgot it was, and I didn't realize I could turn on the light on Shabbos, but why? Why didn't you realize? There must be something. There's some aspect. And that's why, even if a person doesn't, because of an accident, so then we still have to do tshuva for that. It's not a nothing. Meaning, as opposed to like when a person is onis, they're forced to. Or let's say on Hilchos Shabbos, they're misasik. They bend down to pick up their keys and they pick up a piece of grass. It's a non-action. When it's a chatas, or certainly if it's an avon, or certainly if it's a pesha or machis, there a person has to really do tshuva, and if they didn't necessarily mean to do it. So, be yet says the Ramak, even in those situations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains us and takes care of us. Lo tomar she'ino yachol limno imenu ha'tovahu. And he doesn't say, I'm going to hold back any good from that person. He allows the person to still have hands and legs. An amazing thing. Many years ago, I brought the MTA guys to see Rav Avram Shor, Shlita, he should be well, but one of the great, great Baalei Machshava in our generation. So Rav Shor told the boys the same idea. He says, imagine, he says, that a person is using their eyes to see things that they shouldn't be seeing, that they're watching, that they should not be watching. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't all of a sudden turn off the person's eyes, doesn't automatically close their eyelids, do not allow them to have eyes or punish their eyes, make their eyes weaker afterwards. The opposite. Hashem is patient. Hashem lets us go. And we're going to see why in a moment. We're going to see what we learn from that and how we can apply that to our daily life. Hashem could take away that koach from our bodies. And he could say, Hashem could say, you want to sin? Sin with your own hand. You make your own hand. Not with my hands, not with my eyes, not with my legs. Right? Not because he holds back. And because he's just patient. So what does that mean? Hashem is the most patient thing, we'll call it, in the universe. He says that's why the Malachim call HaKadosh Baruch Hu the patient king, the Malach Olav. Okay. Behind the Omer, this is what we say, Mi Kel Kamacha. This is what we mean. We say, Hashem, who are you? How great you are. Ata Kel Bal Hat Chesed Vahametiv. You are Hashem, the great giver of Chesed in this world. Kel Bal Koach Li Nakim Va Esof Eshacha. You could take revenge and take that which is yours. Vim Kozav, with all this. Ata Sovel Venelav Achayashu Vachuvo. What is Hashem waiting for? Why does he continue to give good to us even when we go against him? Because he wants us to do teshuva. And that's the punchline here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do teshuva. He wants us to come close to him. Hashem doesn't want us to be pushed away. Hashem doesn't want negative for us, bad for us. He doesn't want us to be punished. But rather, he wants us to do teshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately wants us to come close to him. So the word teshuva means to return back to him. And what's our takeaway from this, Chevra? What's the takeaway from this? What can we learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Again, ultimately here, the goal is v'halachta bidrachav, to learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is it we're learning from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Ramak, harezu mida shetzarech ha'adam li'isnaheg ba. Ritzoni. This is the mida that a person should try to emulate. Hasavlonus, patience. We have to be patient with other people. And a person can be netlov, he can be so patient even to this level. That we don't take away any good from somebody who we give to. Right? Meaning if we give good to somebody and they annoy us, they're bad to us, they're mean to us, we still are ultimately patient with them and still continue to give. And of course, we always end with a great story. They say about Rav Baruch Ber Leibovich, the great Gaon, the Talmud Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, who so much of our learning today in Yeshiva is based around Rav Baruch Ber. So obviously he was a Gaon Otzam, but also a tremendous tzaddik. The story he said about Rav Baruch Ber, that his daughter was once engaged to his Talmud Mufak, and was to his special Talmud. So his daughter's engaged. It was the minhag at the time that after they got engaged, the chassan went away back to yeshiva for a number of months, and then he would come back for the chassana. So the chassan left, and his daughter was writing letters to her chassan. So they're writing letters, and no response. Nothing. Weeks, and months, and nothing. They didn't hear anything from the chassan or from the family. They didn't know what was going on. And then after months and months and months of no answer, of embarrassing, of this really like spitting in the face of Baruch Ber and the girl, the daughter, a short note back saying, the wedding is off, I'm breaking the engagement. So you can imagine the embarrassment of Baruch Ber and his daughter, how terrible it was. Fast forward 10 years, and all of a sudden Baruch Ber is in his office and there's a knock at the door. And the Shamash opens the door and he sees it is this Talmud 10 years later, the long beard, and he's a Rav, Talmud Chacham, and he comes to Baruch Ber and he says, Rebbe, he says, I'm about to get a shteller, a shul position in Europe, a rechasha position, but before they hire me, they would like a letter from my Rebbe stating that I'm a Talmud Chacham, stating that I'm somebody who is worthy of being a Rav of this great town. And the Shamish turns to Baruch Ber and he says, Rebbe, for this person, Baruch Ber says to the Shamish simply, please get my stationery and get me a pen. He goes, he writes a whole long, beautiful, flowery letter describing how great this person is, on and on and on and on. And he hands him the letter and he says, Hatzlacha Rabba, I wish you all the best with everything and all your endeavors. And the guy leaves, he turns around and becomes the Rav. And the Shamish says, Rebbe, how could it be? He disgraced you and your daughter spit in your face. Disgusting, how could it be? How could you give him that letter without without even a suffix? Baruch Ber turned to him and said, it's very simple. He says, he's a person. He's still Kadosh Baruch Hu's creation. What he did to me is irrelevant. He says, it doesn't make a difference. This is what he needs. This is my mitzvah of chesed. This is my mitzvah to give another fellow human being. This is what I have to do. Chavra, so we should learn from Baruch Ber, and obviously learn from the Ramak and the Psukim, that this is how we should grow to become true, true B'nai Torah. Not only in our Yedias HaTorah, not only in our mastery of Shas, but also in our patience, our midos. In that way, that's how we truly grow, as we started off saying, in our Yiras Hashem, our Avas Hashem, and our Devekis Hashem. I wish you have a wonderful day. Hatzlacha Rabbah, thank you so much for learning with me. Have a great day.